And now, welcome to the Breakaway Academy radio show, broadcasting worldwide, plus on demand, 24/7. I'm your host, Paulette Bodeman, international author and empowerment coach. Through real coaching and intelligent conversation, I'm here to help you break away from the mental and emotional constructs that stop you from living like your life doesn't matter and start living like you mean it. So now, let's get started. Ciao amici, it's Paulette, and I can't wait to dive into today's show, episode number 6 of the Breakaway Academy radio show, where we'll be coming face to face with what I call our BS limiters. You know, all the stuff that swirls around in our heads, which includes the self-doubt, uncertainty, skepticism, negativity, and so much more that we not only tell ourselves, but that we believe to be factual. We also like to give this human ability of conjuring up unfounded, nonsensical, self-criticism, triggered random thoughts that enter into our heads a whole lot of names. We call it our inner critic, gremlins, voices in our head, monkey mind, a dangerous neighborhood, the loud mouth, and the list goes on. Depending on the messages I'm receiving, I'll personally be partial to one or the other name. I've decided one way to make friends with those noisemakers is for me to make a little game out of it. So I ask, who exactly is speaking to me today? This might sound a little crazy, I admit. However, one of the most powerful ways to disconnect from one's inner critic is to acquire the Breakaway Toolkit for mastering self-doubt. Today, I'll give you some great tips and techniques that you can utilize to help you understand and build a relationship with this very interesting part of yourself. First, in the science world, here's a little known fact that you want to keep in mind. Your inner critic is never driven by logic. That means fighting with it is just a flippin' waste of time. So rather than depleting your energy driving towards a dead end, learn to do some digging and ask yourself, where the self-criticism is coming from. Many times, inner critics take root from overblown fears about vulnerability and failure. Stay tuned, we'll cover more on this later. In the yoga world, this aspect of self-critic is what we refer to as citta vrittis, or mind chatter. Citta in Sanskrit means mind. Vrittis in Sanskrit refers to the fluctuations of the mind. For most of us, on the day-to-day basis, we're confronted with a boatload of external noise, which actually acts as a catalyst to amplify the broadcast that's taking place internally. We feel bombarded by our thoughts, and this leads to ruminations. It's like trying to navigate an interior minefield. We hop from one safe place to another, hoping not to get blasted. Our operating systems become jammed up, and the truth is that we actually did this to ourselves. Are you with me? We're a fast-paced society that flits from one shiny bauble to another. Similarly, we flit from one thought to another, hoping to find a little satisfaction. As the Rolling Stones emphasize in their song, "I can't get no satisfaction." I won't even begin to try to sing it for you. Plus, much of what we hear, read, see, marketed, and remarkably, the negative crap we tell ourselves, we believe to be totally true. Honestly, friends, we are so flippin' gullible. So let me ask you this. How many times in a single day does that quiet little voice in your head get louder and louder, often shouting in your ear that you're not good enough, not pretty enough, young enough, smart enough, thin enough, or I don't have the time, I don't have the money, I don't have the resources, and I'm not like so-and-so, she's had a better childhood than me, blah, blah, blah. So how can you tell it's your inner critic at work and not your positive critical thinking? Cool, huh? Well, your inner critic is very black and white in its thinking. Its message is painfully repetitive, saying the same thing over and over and over again like a broken record. And its tone is harsh, assertive, and dogmatic. You could say it's your inner bully. This type of self-talk is especially prevalent in the digital age we now live in. And I imagine most of us have a love-hate relationship with social media because daily we scroll and swipe, looking at perfect family photos. We see women practicing yoga poses in exotic places wearing exquisite clothing or hardly anything at all, revealing perfect bodies, perfect boobs, perfect teeth. You know what I'm talking about. Then you look in the mirror and you wonder, how did they get all the Lucky Charms? We all do this from time to time, but the thing is, we're leading ourselves right down the mosh pit of BS limiters. And worst of all, we believe it all to be true. No, my friends, no. So much of this chatter is pure, unadulterated crap. And the problem is that the majority of people don't stop long enough to really observe that this garbage is what's running through their operating system like a muddy river. I want you to consider right this very minute, are you one of those people? If you are, I'm here to tell you, stop it. Yes, just that simple. Though I admit, not easy, but you just gotta stop. Stop. Get quiet. Observe. And then assess. Listen to what you're saying. And like Byron Katie suggests, ask yourself, is that really true? Chances are, my friends, it is not. Because honestly, this negative self-talk is just another way to sabotage your dreams. Let me ask you this. Do you ever feel that your operating system has been running pretty smoothly and moving towards the realization of a dream when bam, the shit hits the fan? If you go back right now and reverse the timeline, I guarantee you can track when the BS chittavritti started, got louder, more frequent, and ruthless. I can say most definitely, it's when you've started to realize a few wins, when you got closer to your goal. And you know what else? Believing the crap your so-called well-meaning friends tell you just reinforces your belief in the stuff your inner critic is spewing. This is what science calls a bad habit, a negative behavioral pattern, which is repeated over and over again, causing it to become imprinted in our neural pathways. It's also what I call a power leak. And power leaks not only distract you, they're energy and power zappers. And here's another problem. Leaking power sources are debilitating. I'll go more into habits, power leaks, and power prescriptives in my 8-week online course. But for now, I want to challenge you. Every time you feel off and the neighbors in your mind start to get rowdy, just stop. Take a breath and listen to what theme song they're playing. Pause long enough, no distracting yourself, no diversions, and ask yourself, is that really true? Whether yes or no, the fact you're aware enough to pause and long enough to assess means you've created a new vantage point for yourself. In fact, if you take it further, by repeating this breakaway action, you're laying the pathway for a new habit to form. You see, with conscious awareness, you can actually create new neural pathways. Today's scientific research has proven this fact. And when applying this knowledge, it gives us a valuable roadmap. Think of it like this. Each negative thought is like a train needing to shift onto another track, a more positive or even neutral track. When applying this breakaway action, you literally begin to rewire your brain. It's powerful stuff. I'll coach you on how to do this and more in upcoming shows and the online course. Today, though, I also want you to think about this. Did you know that your inner critic is one of your pathways to personal power? Yep. And you know what else? It's not only a pathway, but if you learn how to build a positive relationship with your inner critic, it, she, he, they can become one of your superpowers instead of feeling like your foe. I also want you to understand that your inner critic is more than how you talk to and judge yourself. It goes way beyond the personal to the universal. Left unattended, your BS limiters become a way in which you judge the world around you. That's some crazy shit that needs exploring, I know. So, more on that in the course, Roadmap to Legacy, that launches October 16th. But for today's show, I really want you to get this. I want you to have a shift in perspective right now. So, while all of what I just spoke of is true, I'm going to add some new juice to the mix. Here's the thing. Don't automatically dismiss your inner voices. Why? Because often there is deep wisdom emerging from your inner critic. I know it seems to be counterintuitive and utterly opposite of what I just taught you. However, in the yoga world, there's a saying, there's always more. What that means is, from a yoga point of view, tantric yoga point of view, life is truly a paradox. It is never just one thing. So we need to learn how to go deeper than the surface. Don't get comfortable with just skimming the waters. Instead, what I want you to do is the pause and the listen, action tactic. Then feel into what's being said. Feel into what your gremlin, inner critic, voices are saying. And ask yourself, is there a grain of truth here? Then, in the pause, feel your body. Notice where in your body you sense a response, a tightening, a flutter. Check in with your inner GPS. Remember, we all have powerful gut-mind connection. Your body, just like your mind, speaks to you. You simply need to learn to interpret the language your body is speaking because it's communicating messages being received from your mind. Then finally, after you tune into your body and mind, ask the question, is the rumble of voices my authentic voice speaking? Is my legacy voice trying to warn me that I'm out of alignment, off track? I find that often my legacy voice is speaking to me through the self-doubt and unsavory self-speak. Just as I'm coaching you, I need to pause, assess, and listen. Then you and I can proceed from that new and spacious place. This work I call clarifying your inner critic as friend, foe, or frenemy. When you learn how to do this, you've learned to access a superpower. It's amazing. It's like the light of the sun. Clarity shines through, determining who is showing up and knocking at the door of your mind, whether foe, friend, or frenemy. You'll then be able to redirect. Hang in there. I'll explain what I mean by that in a minute. I do want you to remember that it's important not to allow your inner critic to run the show or pull you away from your higher and true self. If allowed to rule unattended, your inner critic can become the self-saboteur, and it's often called that. But friends, it doesn't have to be that way if you befriend it and make it work for you, not against you. Your inner voice can serve as a wake-up call, your inner North Star. Here's another of today's takeaways and strategies. I want you to give your inner critic a name. First, ask it, or her, or him, to identify themselves. Then, like the Buddha did when he was tempted by his seductress, Mara, instead of running in fear or believing her sexy come-on, he shifted his perspective. He wondered what he might learn from her, and politely asked her to sit down for tea. I know I could hear you screaming, whoa, what? But listen up, folks, and take a chapter from the book of the brave Buddha. The thing is, once you don't allow the fear of your inner critic to run the show, your superpower is ignited. The inner critic is nothing more than a rabble of shoulda, woulda, couldas, shadows of BS limiters that have been tap dancing with your vulnerable ego, creating all sorts of crazy stories. Now, for the sake of today's show, let's say I name my inner critic Miss Sassy Nasty. Pretty hilarious, right? Here's the thing. When you name your gremlins, they automatically loosen their hold over you. I want you to do it right now. Right now. Give your little demon a name and notice how you feel. You might laugh, shake your head, and most likely you'll feel lighter inside. Now, using my example of Miss Sassy Nasty, I want you to say her name out loud and then listen. Miss Sassy Nasty. What do you hear? I hope you hear that being sassy is actually not awful or terrorizing. Being sassy can be fun, enthusiastic, and a little bit edgy. When there's a little sass to my inner voice, she just might be reminding me to spice things up a bit. Maybe I've been feeling a little bored or complacent or even old. But if I embody a little sassiness, which is part of my personality, I not only feel lighter, but I feel more joyful. You see what I'm getting at here? Now, no doubt, sassy out of control can turn on a dime and become Ms. Nasty, the enemy of my personal dreams. What I really want you to get is that depending on the situation, the circumstance, and the triggers, your inner critic will show up as a foe or frenemy. Using my example, when Ms. Sassy shows up, it behooves me to stop, take a breath, listen, and then assess. So the frenemy is when, within the barrage of rumination, therein lies a grain of truth. And it's time you and your own Miss Nasty have a heart-to-heart chat. Here's the thing. Our spirits don't understand low self-esteem, but our inner critic can lead us to feeling unworthy or not enough and go down the list. But it can also be sending a message. So simply stop and ask yourself, are you your own best friend or worst enemy? When we stop to listen and decipher the messages, our inner fears dissipate. We settle and begin to take chances outside of our comfort zone. And boy, once we build momentum, imagine what we can achieve. This is why I call it your frenemy. It's a bridge. Sure, there's some old garbage that needs to be thrown out. But just maybe, your frenemy is asking you to sort through the BS and find the treasure. So before we close today, I want to drive home this fact. When you cultivate a relationship with your inner dialogue, along with the chitta vrittis, the fluctuations of your mind, you and your legacy self have created the opportunity to sift through the bullshit and discover the gold. My last question for you today is, are you going to take the challenge? Because honestly, that's what it's all about, my friends. Now, don't forget that my 8-week online course, The Roadmap to Legacy, launches October 16th. And registration is now open. So head on over to paulettebodeman.com/breakaway. paulettebodeman.com/breakaway. And until next time, my friends, here's to your breakaways and to making friends with your BS limiters, aka in my case, Miss Sassy Nasty. Thank you so much for listening to the Breakaway Academy radio show. I'm Paulette Bodeman. To hear more radio shows and to find out how you could start living your legacy now, be sure to visit www.paulettebodeman.com. Thanks for listening.